Fuel efficiency, cost effectiveness, cleaner air, all benefits a handful of local officials praise with the dawning of CATA's new, soon-to-be-introduced natural gas fleet. The authority will be receiving 15 new CNG buses starting next summer, says Executive Director Jared Varner.
That's 25% of our entire bus fleet, which will be using clean-burning natural gas, and then we'll have a full transition of our fleet as our aging buses are retired.
Varner says his organization sourced $11 million from various local, state, and federal entities to make the initial purchase. But how will that affect ridership? Varner said after an event, which was sponsored by a national organization called Green America, that despite the improvements to the aging fleet of buses,
the number one area where we need to invest is frequency of service. From a transit perspective, frequency is freedom.
And frequency for some riders can now sometimes mean a 30 to 75 minute wait between buses. Varner says, nevertheless, the bus system is reliable, a sentiment shared by Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola, who is also present.
Central Arkansas Transit is a critical element of that. As a matter of fact, I'm happy to show you my Central Arkansas Transit.
The mayor wasted little time showing off his own 10-ride pass.
Where is it? And here I am talking on it.
I believe you.
There it is.
That from the mayor, who leads a car-free challenge every October.
If I ever get stuck without my vehicle, I hop on a bus.
Were you a transit rider before you became mayor?
I've become educated in this job.
Stodola says he may have once been tied to the convenience of the automobile, but he's not opposed to improving the frequency of bus routes in the city. Finding sufficient funding to do that, however, is still the main obstacle. Chris Hickey, KUAR News. In Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey.